Okay, not much to say. I'm just popping in to say sorry for the wait. I put in a little bleepity bleep because there was a weird transition that I didn't know what to do with. And it's I've taken too long and it's getting late and I'm getting tired. So here's part one of the finale. Okay, bye. Love you.
Okay. Deal with this window unit. I guess it's up to you.
What?
If you feel like dealing with this window unit and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's... I mean, it doesn't matter. It does not matter to me. I actually only hear it when you talk.
Like, it'll be in the thingy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Well, the only thing I did while you were gone that I didn't really mean to do was I'm here where... I can't tell if this is supposed to be, like, the same stuff that's around all the, like, portal floor tiles, or if it's blood. Because I walked up to Lucifer's throne that looks like it has blood all over it, and got Lucifer's gem.
Oh, wow. Okay. And this is in... We're in the future dim, right?
We're future central city. Future Central City is just like nothing. It's just like floating rocks
I see.
In space with bluegrass. Yeah.
Also, if I get official apologies to the gamers for the window unit, it'll be off temporarily. That's... Someone's just getting ready.
I'll live.
Oh, this whole thing is bringing me back to the beginning of the pod, at least in a way, like. Crappy chair, ass is already hurting, off in the corner, in a Mac, on a Mac, you know, on a Macintosh. Mm-hmm. AC's blasting.
I haven't had anything do that since the like family E machine.
Yeah, that's what like this feels like, and that's what's so weird about it, because I mean, yeah, it's like you said, I'm just sitting there like, wow, this is exactly like, but I just tried to download, you know, some titty JPEGs off of LimeWire, and now these insanely specific things that sound like shit that's made up because it's so specific, it's just like, yeah, the computer will go like 45 seconds after you turn it on. And you can open stuff, and then it just locks up. You can't open anything. Everything stops working. Like, Discord will stay connected, but, like, you can't use Opera. Mm-hmm. It just shuts itself down. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go to any new web pages. Task manager is completely off the table. Can't open that from the jump at all.
Should talk to Randall. Maybe I just need to go somewhere else. I can't teleport, though.
What are you inside of?
This is Lucifer's tomb.
Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
Love you, too. Oh, I'll feed.
If you leave,
shit.
You can't ever come back.
Speak of Zola.
My speak of Zola.
He hit me round the corner. Speakers groan, they call him groaners. Be so sick, I can't stop throwing.
I guess that's a thing I needed to be doing this whole time.
For some reason, I think this is impossible to reset. I don't know what to do. Whatever.
Nothing's impossible.
Yeah, I know, but... trying not to dwell on how incredibly bad this is. It's fine, though.
I hate this. Stop just saying, come on, let's go to me.
I know.
That's never
let's
helpful.
Let's go! Let's go!
I guess I'm gonna teleport once I get outside. How come I don't have a war tack there?
Yours is somewhere else. I don't remember where or why.
Yeah, but yours is like everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's a damn warthog. Yeah, I need your eyes.
It's an extremely cute lion. Hmm.
I already have one.
Oh. Whoa.
Here we go. Bog witch.
Hell yeah. That's the bell Isis. Witch.
Hello.
A game for children, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know how much you can have a game for children where you talk about killing the devil. Or not even really the devil, he's not really portrayed as a...
But then also where the succubus is just literally a naked woman with demon wings.
Yeah.
I mean, wearing a thong, but...
Always want me to get rid of my pig.
Wearing less than Ivy from Soul Calibur, let's say.
I won't get rid of my pig. You can.
Of course the pig is a king. I don't know why I thought otherwise. Mm-hmm.
Some king.
Lindworm. No. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
You want me to get rid of Poseidon and my king pig? My prized king pig.
But for a level 35 Lindworm. You know what I mean? That's like a four level jump. That's peak. Yeah. Yes. Heal-more all, baby.
Oh, I've been having Heal-more all. That's old news.
Doomborg.
Everybody wanted me to get rid of Lindworm. Oh, damn. Man. Is there anything? Okay, hold on. I need to.
That's some Exodia looking shit right there. Truly one of the forbidden ones. Oh, I've been watching so much Rick Beato content. Oh, man. Okay. It's in all my feeds. Damn, okay.
Lucifer's whatever. Zone.
His tomb. Not a tomb with a view, as it were.
That's where we found out that you killed Lucifer? In the future, so we... Do we need to go to the future to find you? To be like, what have you done? Was that like what they wanted us to do?
I don't know.
I don't think it was a like go to the past to protect the future situation.
A Pharaoh mix.
Is that like Chex Mix but with pharaohs? You ever had sex with a pharaoh?
I'll put the Chex Mix in the sarcophagus.
Okay, Lindworm hit. Well, I guess these guys are probably weaker, though. Zero damage. That's right. Lindworm is here. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I doubted the worm.
I don't know, it's like one thing about this series is like... I mean, I guess it's kind of true about Pokemon, too. Like, you can't get too attached to a lot of them. You're meant to, like, upgrade them pretty rapidly. So, like, anytime there's a numerical bump, you're meant to kind of be like, oh, bye-bye.
Well, Pokemon's different because you level them up. So if you like your Pokemon, you can just make it stronger.
Very hard for me to talk. I'm very distraught about this whole computer situation, but it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. It's backed up. As long as your hard drive is not corrupted, which it isn't. Y'all are never happy. None of you. Not a single one of you fucks. It's always something. I really don't understand why they say that the other one's harder. Because it seems like once you just like learn all the systems, it's actually a lot easier to get like big everything.
Yeah.
And this one just like never wants to give me demons. I make less money. It's not wavy. You want to join me now?
That's it. A hex relic? Damn.
Tight.
Okay.
Why do these games love doing that to you?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this time rift you've walked by multiple times for the last 10 hours. Well, here's just like a regular ass item. Here you go. Congrats.
Double up. Call that a hat trick. Wait. That's three, isn't it?
Wait, that's the... Yeah.
Isn't that what a hat trick is? Isn't a hat trick, like,
getting
three women?
A hat trick is three goals in one game in hockey.
Yeah, but I thought there was more of a an urban tinged version of that word or phrase.
I feel like people say three-peat more often than not. Could also call it a turkey, but
a what? No.
You know, in bowling, when you get three strikes, a turkey.
That's called that.
Yeah.
Done a lot of bowling. Never heard that before.
I guess you just, I guess you and your crew just weren't very good at bowling, which is, you know, it's fine.
I was not bad at bowling.
Not, it's not for everyone.
Haven't we bowled together like four times? I'm going to kill you.
Oh, wait, yeah, we have, yeah. I mean, I think like honestly the best I've ever bowled is like a 190 something. I'm not good.
Everyone that lived in Hattiesburg, Mississippi went bowling multiple times.
Oh, yeah. I do love to collect monsters. Apparently they're re-releasing Monster Rancher 1 and 2. I don't really understand. They said something about they have their own... It's like, you just search our database of basically every CD, and you can just do it that way? Which I guess if they have access to all of the... I guess all that... Billboard and the registering information for songs and all that is technically like public access info.
Wait, what? What's happening? How did we get from Monster Rancher reissue to Billboard?
Well, because how else would they have a digital repository on their end of like, you just search for a thing in the game and it brings them, you know, because you can't just pop a CD in to get the monster.
The Monster Rancher game. What are you talking about? You don't actually.
What are you talking
about? The Monster Rancher games are just games. They're just video games. You don't have to put a CD in. I mean, maybe there's one where you could do some thing, but like. There are a bunch of Monster Rancher games that are just, like, RPG games.
Yeah, but I'm just... But I'm I'm talking explicitly about Monster Rancher and Monster Rancher 2. Of which a main feature of those games was you could put in any audio CD. Like, Kill Switch Engage, Daylight Dies.
Oh, yeah.
Slap that bitch into the PlayStation and it, like, generates a monster.
It's probably just a, like... Dice roll.
So, but their thing is, you can like search it now. Like they're promising it's like the same thing. I think from what I read. Granted, it was like a translated thing. You know how it goes. But I don't know. I'm interested to see if I could like search for the Neil Perry Days Refrain 3-inch mini CD. And see if it pops up and also generates a thing. Or if it's only confined to, like...
randomly give you, like, just a thing. You're getting too galaxy brand over there.
But that's what I want.
But I don't think the market for the Monster Rancher reissues is big enough for them to be, like... Yeah, we included like an ISO file for the like Locust 3-inch mini CD in case you wanted to plug that into your game.
Well, Well, that's what I want them to do. I don't understand well, why then, they wouldn't just do it that
why
way.
Why don't you become a CEO of a multi-million dollar tech conglomerate, and then you can tell them what to do?
Well, maybe she will, Justin.
You said you never listened to that band, right?
I'm about to gaslight girl boss my way into a CEO position this summer.
This summer.
No, I've never really listened to that band. It was... I think they had a song in a Rick Beato video that I watched, though, where he was, like, counting down the... You know, I just look at the top 10 Spotify kick-ass metal songs or whatever and, like, dissect them from a production and songwriting standpoint. Like, I think they were in one of those. I think they were on the charts recently with the thing. I was like, oh, this is kind of... Yeah, it's very ordinary. It was definitely better than... Oh, man.
I mean, it's just,
I think this was from
it's just
May.
Instrumental post-rock, so it's not, like...
Yeah, it was just, like, or like whatever. It definitely sounds different when it's next to, like, the new Rob Zombie song called... That's still just, like... Hellbilly UFO Psychosex Freakout Deluxe... Or whatever. I don't remember what it's called. But it's something like that. And yeah, what's popular is it's very weird. There's like the stuff that you think is what's popular, and then when you look at what's popular, it's like, oh, okay. It's like you wonder why Sleep Token is popular and considered like different and interesting, and then you listen to what's actually popping on the charts right now, and you're like, oh, huh. Bullet for My Valentine is still able to get to number 3 on these charts by, like, just doing a slightly different version of the Hey Man, Nice Shot Bush riff. You know, like, just like drop D, like, and then instead of saying, like, I don't know, he just says something about, like, bring out your knives. It's just, I don't know.
I was here, and maybe I just misunderstood where I could go and couldn't go. I'm sick of this fight. I'm sick of that there's one and then there's 3. I hate it.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Maybe I was in a different time period and everything just looks the same. I don't know.
I was
when
here
I was in it before
also.
When I was in it before, someone was like, Center Town used to be here, but now it's nothing. But I was just in Center Town. So I'm assuming like these tile sets are just identical and like they don't change regardless of the time you're in. I have to take the gym to Erd.
Oh.
So I had to wait for you to come back so I could
okay,
initiate
cool, yeah,
conversation.
Sorry.
I brought the Lucifer gym. Can this thing really revive Lucifer?
We'll use our powers to send you to the moment when Lucifer fell.
And Verdani says, "Rah, we can not do much more for you. Rah. Rah, reviving
oh, no.
Lucifer
okay,
and saving the world. Rah.
No, we're done. We're done with the voices for them. I refuse. You've ruined it. You've ruined it.
That will be up to you now. Rah, rah. Are you ready? Rah.
Send me there. Let's go.
Wavy, baby.
Blinding light, etc. Oh, where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Oh, there's a red carpet, I think.
Lucifer's palace, it seems.
Oh, this is just like a... Yeah.
Oh,
Oh, it's a fight.
Oh shit!
Oh fuck!
What's, oh shit!
Shen talked again.
A rat! It's a rat! Oh shit!
Oh. Luperius now rules over Valhalla. We need the powers of dark and light to stop him.
At this rate, it won't be long before he marches into Dim. You must help us.
Fuck you, Drail, you traitor. Ah! Oh, wait, what? I had him like southern, like southern lady, right? Someone day he was giving me the vapors. And I was like, you are correct. But Shin, you are not the one to stop him. There's only one who is worthy of the task.
Lucifer, if you're not going to help me, I have no choice but to resort to force.
Now you asked for it. You were stubborn and it'll cost you. What? Can't move. Follow. Why?
Shin, Drail, cool it. There's no point in fighting Lucifer.
Him? Don't be a fool. Get out of the way.
Shut up, Shin. I won't hold back,
so don't interfere.
If I gotta fight you...
Fight him.
Shin, kill him. Drail.
Kill all of them.
Damn.
All right. Shit.
Medusa out here.
Well.
Him? Why? What's wrong with you?
Well, damn, they're just running away. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I almost hate him. And why are you getting in the way, eh? If I have to, I'll make you move. Then I'll deal with Lucifer.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's the boss rush, baby. Forlo time.
Alright. Okay.
Forloco. 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 Forloco.
Forloco. I guess we won't do it anymore, though.
I mean, the steamroller is still rolling through my head, and it is attached to Loco. Powered up bolt. Through the system, out to the point. I said, you're in my light. Oh, there he goes.
Damn, we killed him.
I owe you my life. I believe all this stems from the evil scheming of Valhalla's Imperius.
The Imperium's creating time rifts. Imperius plans to kill you and rule over them.
You need the power of light. A power that I must grant to one who bears Lord Light's letter addressed to me. From Centertown, go west to Ice Dim and return to me with the letter in hand. I will be waiting.
Okay.
Well, time to go get that letter, baby. Do 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 do. This has a lot in common with the Labyrinth of Amala music and Nocturne. Just throwing that out there for anyone else in the know. You know,
damn,
you
nerd.
Probably already know. But if you didn't know, then now you know.
What'd you say to me? You know. Nothing I haven't said 1 million other times.
I love the idea of chaos foam.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the monsters from Blue Gender.
Yeah.
Got that vibe to it, I think.
I was just kind of thinking, like, Powerpuff Girls, you know. That's where my brain went.
Sure. I can see that.
Don't come a step closer, Goyles, or I'll deploy my Chaos Foam.
Damn, I'm always locked and loaded to give the Chaos Foam, so...
An entire quart of chaos foam? Mercy, no. Please. Mm. Anything but that.
You think I only got a quart? Shit. Bad news. I'm bussing.
On God, on God.
No cap, on call.
Might as well change your name to Bustin. Am I right?
Sure. I wonder how my mom would feel about that. Mm.
Please call me Bustin from now on.
You squirting? Oh, damn, eat dirt.
Eat squirt. Got him.
I can make you eat squirt. You could have it all.
Your whole empire of squirt?
Well, it's just pee, it turns out, but...
Okay. Well, less appealing.
One man's trash is another man's treasure, they say. Was the song Yeah an Usher song or a Lil Jon song?
I believe that Yeah is technically a Lil Jon song featuring Usher.
And Ludacris.
Yeah.
Thanks, though. Need to listen to that. It's been a while.
Oh, according to this, it is an Usher song. What am I thinking of that's, like, actually a Lil Jon song?
Oh, we had that discussion. Wasn't it one of those songs that one of us thought was, like, an LMFAO song, but it's actually a Lil Jon song?
Mayhaps.
We've had the, like, I didn't realize this was a Lil Jon track thing. So at some point and sometime in some space. Oh, I want to gaze into the abyss, absolutely.
Hmm.
For the listeners, it's asking, or telling us that it's staring, and asks if we want to stare back in order to continue the negotiation. And nothing happened. Hmm. Nothing at all. Okay. What's the point? Just say it didn't work.
If you know, you know.
I don't know, that's why I'm asking.
The trapdoor is supposed to be awkward, you know?
The company I keep is not corporate enough. Child rebel soldier, you ain't orphan enough. A rapper turned trapper can't morph into us, but a trapper turned rapper can morph into Puff.
It's honestly kind of weird to me that this didn't get more attention for, quote-unquote being marketed to children, and it's like, help Lucifer out, he's wrongfully accused, also look at these naked women.
Was it marketed toward children?
I mean, ostensibly it had a website that was very geared towards children.
That's like what every video game website back then looked like.
I'm just saying, it's interesting.
And I'm just saying, we really circle in the drain on this whole it's a game for kids thing.
But I mean, people can use things to any fine.
Anything is for children if you allow
fine.
Them to have it.
Fine. Never mind.
What do you mean never mind?
Never
you
mind.
Said the thing.
Don't worry about it. Enough playing around. Let's get serious. Oh, look what you made me do. My accuracy is increased now. Now what?
Now I'm gonna kill you, I guess.
I'd like to see you try! Time rift.
It's true.
Light and shadow, all that shit. You know how it goes. You know how we do over here. Light and shadow spill forth. It engulfs us entirely. We're right back to normal. The time rift's gone. Oh, snake way, but snow way, but it was also very short, so.
Sick of these MFs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sick of them that... Oh, hold on. I'll try to recruit.
Hashtag two of them, though. Oh, baby, I want to eat some pickle chips right now. Mm. Straight out the jar. Pickle juice slopping everywhere.
Okay. Nothing like it. You don't... You choose to be this way, you know?
All the tiny cuts on your fingertips stinging from the vinegar.
Why would you have tiny cuts on your fingertips?
What do you mean? Doesn't ever...
That's not normal. No. No.
Okay.
It's not. If you have tiny cuts on all of your fingertips, something is wrong.
I thought... Okay.
Hey, it's the... Oh, some of my favorite chonkers. I want that pig.
I want that pig.
Yeah!
Got him!
I don't have five love charms.
Damn. Well, one. Didn't quite got him, but it's fine. Hey, Lindworm.
Damn, they all left. Damn.
You get no respect in the Ice Palace.
Alright, what's up, Ice King? King Icy. I'm King Icy. The humans from Valhalla took the stairs in the back and have moved on. I mean, story of my life.
Check his...
Check his what? Like his throne?
That wouldn't... That's what I was gonna say, but that's not even his throne, is it?
I'll check. There's like space. We're finished. We were fools to rise up against Imperius. Your heart wasn't in it from the start, was it? What are you hinting at, boy?
Oh, he's yelling.
I overheard some Imperium demons talking about you. You're the one who betrayed the rebels and leaked information. And because of you, Lena is now a prisoner. It doesn't matter, boy, rebellion or not. We never had a chance. Only a fool would stand against Imperius.
Oh, here's Shin.
No, it can't be. You're joking, right? Drail, how could you?
Shin, you heard everything?
I thought I did shit.
Damn, my boy got the crazy eyes.
Damn, he's... He's like full anime.
The answer be Drail now!
Before him came to Valhalla, I was captured, taken before Imperius.
What?
You have no idea what it was like.
Coward.
I didn't know fear until I met Imperius. Nobody can defy him.
I don't believe this. Everyone, we trust in you.
Those are the breaks.
We were born in the wrong time and place.
That's it, Drail. Say no more. I've heard enough.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I'm sorry, you know. Him. I never meant it to be this way. Get the time key. Once you have it, you should be able to take out larger rifts.
Oh.
Boys, forgive me.
Oh, there. Okay.
He K-word himself?
I think he just, like, teleported.
Can everyone just teleport freely?
It seems like it.
The hell, I have some bad news.
Bad news?
I peed myself. Well, I peed myself. Mm-hmm. About Lena. It's about Lena.
Lena?
I don't know. Is she imprisoned?
Lena was brought here before Imperius. Damn. She was executed.
And then we get the same Lena execution scene that I got last session? Yeah. Takes more than power to rule the world. I've got plenty. Yada, yada, yada. You all remember. You've got nothing. Selfish, cruel tyrant. Gotta be kidding.
Why Lena? Why execute Lena?
Lena. Poor Lena.
Imperius will pay. I won't rest until he breathes his last breath.
You ain't gonna suck it out of him?
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
You're gonna put your mouth on his mouth and inhale his final breath? As his chest rattles and his dying throes?
What?
Lazarus in the wilderness over here. Love it when my favorite song from a band is on a, like a horror movie documentary soundtrack.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just gonna say like a Masters of Horror movie. Damn it, why does he always just say, come on, let's go?
No, not helpful. He helped, like, very helpful in the first half of the game, but...
Now he's just always like, let's go.
Yeah, ever since he, like, maybe it's a, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't one of the Digimons get, like, less eloquent as it evolves? Or no? Or am I just thinking of, like, Greymon or something talks in...
You're probably thinking of the, like, Agumon evolutionary chain, in which, like, when he's little Agumon, he's very... He has, like, a weird, like, high-pitched voice, but he's, like, helpful. Or, like, normally talkative, but, like, depending on what Digivolution... Is it Digivolution?
It's Digievolution.
Okay. Depending on which one of those, like, he might get a little more, like, primitive, because he's just, like, a killing machine. So, I think you're just thinking of that.
That's
which might be true for, like, all of them.
That's what I'm headcanoning here, anyway. It is Digivolution. Digivolution?
Yeah, that's what I thought. An act of my own Digivolution. I think I came back here specifically just to, like, do something, so I feel like I need to go back to Ice World.
That sounds right. Maybe. Yeah, that sounds right.
I feel like I needed to go to, like, a store.
We have to go back to, like, the King's throne room or something.
Yeah. I need to be back in, and I'm here. I remember. We were gonna talk to What's-Her-Face.
Right. That's right.
Twist the hat, this motherfucker, the on in the sauce. That's right. That's right.
Oh.
Him, I'm so sorry. If I hadn't brought Lena into all this, I'm really sorry.
Amy, what happened? It wasn't your fault. I was careless. Poor Lena.
He's really lifting his skinny fist to heaven on that one. Oh, damn. Now we just
She was
cut
always
to
quick,
like,
to cheer us on. She was always trying to make somebody happy.
R.I.P. my girl.
I'm really sorry.
Dang it.
My man's coming in from the right. No, man.
The doors are open, baby. The door's finally open. Your doors are open.
Shit.
What's wrong? Had a rough time.
Say that.
Imagine if you're mourning the loss of one of your closest friends and some goon in a weird helmet just walks up to you and it's like, what's wrong?
Not the least of which time? The backdrop being like we've just freshly been revealed to have been betrayed this entire time by that guy also. So
this is literally like you're pulling your father's dead body out of the rubble of, like, one of the Twin Towers, and, like, a National Guardsman's just like, what's wrong, buddy? You having a tough time? And this is after you found out at the same time that Bush did 9/11.
That's exactly like that. That's exactly what I'm feeling right now.
Well, remember this. When things get rough, just hang in there. It'll always get better.
It does get better.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. Thanks for telling me that after my fucking friend died. Mm-hmm. Amy says,
I'll go see what the Imperium's up to.
Time will take Traveler into Dim's past. The past, okay.
Oh, marble castle, damn. It's infinity, right. Baby.
This is demon infested. Yeah, this music popping. There's somebody here. Oh, we hide and we sneak and we observe and... Oh, it's Lucifer.
Lord Light, you're leveling?
Leaving.
Oh, leaving. Sorry, I'm thinking about stats.
It's it's literally, hey, son, are you winning? But, like, it's like, hey, son, are you leveling?
Damn, it's Lord Light.
What would Lord Light sound like?
Henriette, I thank you for your response or your hospitality.
I think you.
Oh yeah,
voice,
I have done that already. Damn it! Ooh,
damn!
My man,
hey, he looks like the weird girl from Zoids. Main show, but the second
What's
one.
What's up, haircut? Show. Damn.
Dark Lord has departed. I just saw him off.
Ricey.
That time key and the light seal? You're planning to leave them here, just as Dark Lord did?
Well, that is my intention. You will have a visitor who carries a letter from me. He will come from another time, and you should lend him your hand.
And when might that be? Today? Tomorrow? Forget I asked. I'll do as you wish. You have my word.
Lucifer. My thanks.
How many years must pass before I understand? Your words mask a future that I cannot see. Time weaving is beyond me.
Heavy shit.
It is hard to grasp, admittedly, yes.
Yet you control time and dream of creating a utopia. Valhalla. May you be successful.
Farewell, my friend, until we meet again.
Instant transmission right out of there. Yes.
Damn. That's how everyone leaves.
Yes. Till we meet again.
Oh, damn. The treasure chests are sealed?
Oh.
Whoa.
A time key.
Hell yeah.
And a time key is just a normal key, but the top of it is a clock, and then it has two winged serpents intertwined on it. Damn.
What time? Oh, it's apparently 9 p.m. on the time key. Oh.
I have foreseen your arrival on this day. The time key is yours. Take it with you. Light fades eventually. Return to your period in time. I've enclosed a letter for my friend, Lucifer. Take it to him, and he will help you in any way he can. Lord Light.
Part of me kind of wants to, like, ruin the podcast right now, but...
Huh? What?
I just, like, saw a video in passing that I know if I clicked on it would just ruin my entire night, but I'm gonna be strong and not click on
it. Oh, would it ruin? What's it gonna ruin?
Huh?
What's it gonna ruin? What are we ruining today? Did your microphone cut out?
No.
No. Oh. Then answer my question.
The whole podcast, just...
Oh, vibe. Our podcast?
The vibe, yeah.
Oh. I mean, go ahead. You can't tempt me like that. I'm not strong enough.
I blocked this page on Instagram, and then someone just posted, like, a supercut of all this bullshit on Twitter. I want to die. Oh, hey.
So, this is the letter from Lord Light. It seems Lord Light and Dark Lord knew the future. Go south from Center Town, then go west to Lord Light's temple. His letter says he left something there for you.
Let's go! Imagine if we had a cellular telephone and he could have just told us that from the beginning.
We had like a demi, a demi
making me come here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Duh!
Whoa!
A trap!
Well, no, I think it's just like a fun time cave. Demons in the chest.
Well, it said trap, and now there's...
Whoa!
It's two Evangelions is one demon.
Look, those are Beetleborgs if I've ever seen them.
They actually remind me a lot of, like, I don't know if you ever saw these, and the only place I ever saw them was, like, in... Like, it would have been Electronics Boutique back then, back when they, like, carried a bunch of, like, really insane import toys and whatnot. But they were, like, there were three of them, and they must have coincided with something, because they had these weird, like, trading card things that had stat points on them. But they were, like, that kind of color scheme of, like, a color, like, I think there was primary, or, like, it was, like, RGB, like, it was a red one, a blue one, and a green one. And they had, like, white and colored armor, but then they had, like, chunks that stuck on them, and they looked kind of like these guys, kind of like a virtual-on robot, but I don't know what they were, and I just always wanted one.
Are you thinking of Metabots?
No, because it wasn't, like, it didn't have, like, a thing that I knew about.
Oh.
Like, there wasn't a TV show or a game or anything I knew connected to it. They were just toys.
I did go hard on some Metabots there for a minute.
Oh, I do? Yeah. No. I had, like, four Metabots, like, model kit things. Big into Metabots. No, these were, like, dudes. Like, they were dudes in suits.
Okay.
So they had, like, regular heads. So you put a helmet on them, but, you know. I don't know. I wish I could... That's like a thing I'd have to post on Reddit probably and be like, can anyone tell me what these were?
Was Flabber in Beetleborgs played by Jay Leno, or am I just making that up?
No, he just looked exactly like Jay Leno. Like, it was like between the Elvis makeup and I guess just the guy who was like under the makeup, like the dude just looked exactly like Jay Leno.
It's just kind like of an unfortunate side effect.
Well, yeah, it was like kind of the hair and the way that he talked and like the cheekbones.
Here we go. Jay Leno is a phantasm from the seventh dimension that was. Oh, it's like he was purposefully created to just look like, yeah, Liberace, Jay Leno, and Elvis Presley.
Okay. Yes, finally, eight items I have that I can give you. Nice.
Love to see it. How are you feeling today? Which Flabber are you today? Leprechaun Flabber? Captain Flabber? Sigmund Freud Flabber? Circus Ringleader Flabber? News Reporter Flabber? Rapper Flabber, apparently. Samurai Flabber?
Ah.
Grandpa Flabber? I'm feeling pretty
good. I didn't know we had so many
Flabber
looks.
Myself. Let us know in the comments. Which Flabber you're feeling like today.
Also let us know which Beetleborg was your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Which includes the original Metallics or that evil fourth one. Itadakimasu.
I like the purple Beetleborg girl.
I think I was always a fan of the green slash. I think he was just kind of like titanium looking in the Metallics era. That was always my favorite. He had the little claw thing. That was his weapon.
Every time someone made me mad as a kid, I just pretend I would just sit there just like ksh, ksh, and just like crack my knuckles and be like, you're in for it.
Oh yeah, that was huge vibes, yeah.
Like, you know, you have
highly relatable shit.
Can I go back in?
For the uninitiated, that particular character's super strength power was brought about whenever she cracked her knuckles. Let's go to
it. Said all that to say you should probably watch Beetleborgs. It was on Netflix at one point.
At this point, I'm surprised that we haven't just looped back around to, like, when there were just 700 digital cable channels and there's just, like, a Sentai channel that's, like, channel 738 or something.
That would rock.
Sentai Central.
Can I get one channel devoted to the Superhuman Samurai exclusively, please? Mm-hmm.
That was one of those, like, we spelled everything with an S things, right? Like, it's like Cyber Squad, but with a, quadruple S.
Yeah, oh, well, in the title, it was.
Damn, well, that's what a logo, baby. Mm.
Do you remember the anime they made recently? Like, in the past few years, anyway?
Oh, uh-uh. Like, was it a...
So they, like...
Is it Superhuman Cyber Squad, or is it, like, a Gridman anime?
Yeah, no. So that show was based on Gridman, and was, like, it was just the same thing where they used the footage and everything. But that anime that, like, came out... I'm sure it's done now. I think they're doing maybe, like, another series. But, like, that one was... It was a Gridman thing, but they, for some reason, were also like, we're gonna borrow a lot from the American TV show. Mm-hmm. So it's like both of them mixed together, and that's why if you look the show up, the official title is SSS Gridman.
Okay.
Because it stands for Superhuman Cyber Squad or whatever.
Wait a minute, this can't be real.
What?
Tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills?
Oh yeah, that's real.
What is this? Yeah.
It's extremely real. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Press photo of the main characters Gordon, Lori, Drew, and Swinton.
Matilda Swinton.